The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advice offered through Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio Show. Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management has offices in Bend, Eugene, and John Day, serving clients from all over the Northwest. Give us a call today for your free retirement review. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on this first full weekend of spring here in the Northwest. We just had some phenomenal weather. And while it's not perfect this weekend, it's still spring, and I certainly love it. Baseball season is starting, and so the Oregon State Beavers are right up there. Their baseball team is right up there. Actually, the Ducks aren't too bad either, but it's interesting. I was looking. The Beavers are going to play because, you know, the delusion of the Pac-12. They're going to play – their baseball team next year is going to play a schedule like Notre Dame. They're just going to, like, free agent it and travel the country playing other good programs. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, they got some good players. And the one thing is interesting about the University of Oregon and Oregon State baseball teams is they have a lot of homegrown talent playing on the field, which, you know, I would think is being a disadvantage, because when you go to the Southeast and the Southeast Conference, the amount of good baseball players in Georgia and Arkansas and all, it's off the Texas. I mean, it's crazy how many good baseball players are there. And so the fact that Oregon State, but they scour the, I mean, their best player is from Australia, Travis Pastrana. So good on them. Anyways, I know that's getting way off of what we should be talking about, but baseball's way more interesting than the market. So here's another thing of that is a contrarian indicator. Active money managers, so these are the so-called professionals out there, have gone all in. Last October, when the S&P 500 was trading at 4,100, active managers had less than 25% exposure to stocks. Fast forward to today, the S&P 500 is 1,000 points higher, and active managers are all in, moving their stock exposure above 100% to 104%, which is leveraged long. This is the highest we've seen since, drumroll, 2001, when stocks were acting the same way. And so, you know, Josh and I joke, like, retail money people, like, so all of you out there listening are really bad at timing markets. Professionals are equally bad. So, you know, human beings are human beings. These are people with, you know, went to Harvard Business School, Wharton, whatever, really highly educated people that are being paid a lot of money and have lots of access to information. But they're doing the exact same terrible stuff that retail investors are doing. They're just more equipped to do it. And so because they are being paid so much, oftentimes activity is equated with value, and in investing, unfortunately, that is not the truth. And so these so-called professionals are just as bad as the rest of you, if that makes you feel any better. So this is we talked about in the first segment. So in the December forecast, the Federal Reserve compared to their December forecast, the Fed was expecting higher real GDP. So the Fed thinks that GDP is going to grow by 2.1% this year versus their December forecast of 1.4. They think unemployment is going to be 4% versus what they thought of being 4.1%. And they think inflation, core inflation, is going to be 2.6% versus their original 2.4%. But they're also anticipating cutting interest rates three times this year. And so in the history of my life, you would have said, this is impossible. The Fed would not be saying that they're going to be cutting rates while they're also acknowledging in an economy that's growing and expanding and inflation expanding. That would never happen. But here we are. And this is what happened last week. This is like up is down, down is up. Like none of the gravity doesn't work in the United States anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Jerome Powell, what in the heck are you thinking? Like, why don't you just speak the truth? Like, stop this jibber jabber of like talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're the one person that can fix the inflation problem. You are it. It centers on you, Jerome. Do you hear me? Do you think the Fed listens to our radio show?
It's the human cost.
Come on. The same, or whatever. I don't want to get into those weeds. All right, Mr. Finelli, let's talk about international developed market stocks. So one what in the heck is an international developed market? And then we can talk about the components of why it's important to have in your portfolio, especially now. But what is an international developed market?
International developed markets are those that you consider to have some of the same private property protections and basically regulatory frameworks that we do here in the U.S. You know, different index providers categorize different countries in different ways, but for the most part, you know, when you're buying international developed market exchange traded funds or mutual funds, you're buying stocks that are primarily domiciled in Europe and Japan. And so we use, just for the interest of full disclosure, IEFA, IEFA. It's a BlackRock iShares international developed markets ETF that's market cap weighted, meaning you know, it owns companies in proportion to their size. So, you know, the biggest holding in there now would be Novartis, which is based over in Denmark. Remember, everyone that weighs a little too much is getting one of those shots. And they happen to make one of them, just like Eli Lilly makes them here domestically. But what's so funny about that? You know, there's a lot of great businesses domiciled internationally. Think TSMC over in Taiwan, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corp, Honda, Toyota,
Nestle.
A lot of those pharmaceutical companies, Nestle over there in Switzerland. But, you know, there's all of these businesses. And over the last month, believe it or not, international diversification is working well. It's outperformed the S&P 500. But, you know, you look back 3, 5, 6 years, even 10 years, international stocks have dramatically underperformed. There's been a lot of noise made lately about the Euro Stock 600 and the Nikkei over in Japan reaching new all-time highs. Maybe we're a little early on this one, but international stocks seem to be breaking out of their longest period of underperformance in history. I am definitely a believer in U.S. exceptionalism, but when you look at a purely valuation perspective, it's tough to ignore the developed international stock markets.
Yeah, I mean, so the important thing to understand, too, is that 50% of all the global stock market capitalization exists outside the United States, right? So there's some wonderful businesses that exist overseas. And like Josh said, the reason to invest in international developed markets is that they have the same private property rights as we do here in the United States. So that's an important thing as an investor, knowing that sort of they have rules and laws that are going to uphold those private property rights. They're not just going to get confiscated like they do in the CCP in China. So, you know, that's an important thing. And if you look at another reason, dividend yields for international developed markets are really high relative to here in the United States. Essentially, the dividend yield on international developed markets is double what it is here on the S&P 500. So, and that has a lot to do with the fact that stocks overseas are cheap. They just haven't seen the run. So, you know, if you believe reversion to the mean is a thing, and historically it has been, especially when you take government intervention out of the equation, we should have some reversion to the mean. The other reason to think about investing internationally, if you're an American, is forgetting the price of the stock markets overseas moving, you get diversification from a currency standpoint, right? So we all know that the dollar trades against the euro and against the Japanese yen and can move up and down. And so, you know, you can see, we could see a decline in the US dollar relative against those other currencies that would result in you making money, even if the stock, those stock markets don't go anywhere. And so there's a couple of reasons. There's that, you know, you have exposure to companies outside the United States, which there are some great ones overseas, but also that's a diversification factor. But the other diversification factor is from the currency fluctuation. So we know that our currency is going to fluctuate based on monetary policy here in the United States and what they're doing overseas. And that's going to have an impact on their currency versus our currency. And that's a further diversifier. So we're not saying, you know, have a huge allocation, but, you know, so many portfolios that Josh and I look at have little to no exposure to international markets. And we think that's a mistake from a diversification standpoint. And we really think that it's going to be a return driver over the next decade relative to the United States. I mean, in the early 2000s, we saw international develop do well relative to the U.S., but it's been quite some time. And so we believe that reversion to the mean. And again, in the interest of full disclosure, the ETF that we use for our client portfolios is IEFA. It's the iShares International Developed Market ETF, IEFA,
yeah,
is the symbol. So that's what we use for our clients. And we think, you know, a lot of you are very underallocated to international developed. All right, if you would like to take one of us up on a free retirement review, we'll give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call our office to get that meeting scheduled, 800-743-0988, or go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com, and send us an email. When we come back, we're going to talk about life insurance, the different kinds, how you need to be thinking about it. So stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Looking for a great deal on a John Deere compact tractor? Don't miss this special offer. Right now, Pape Machinery is blowing out select model year 2023 inventory at dealer cost. Pick up a brand new John Deere compact utility tractor and start transforming your property today. We also have great pricing on hundreds of in-stock implements. Conveniently located on Caddy Way off Empire, just behind Hooker Creek Rentals in Bend. Come see us today. Offer valid through April 30th, 2024. Financing add-ons, delivery, and implements can increase total price. See dealer for complete details.
Knife River Ready Mix is looking for truck drivers and those looking for a career change. And here's the bottom line up front. Our full-time truck drivers make $75,000 to $85,000 a year, plus medical and dental benefits and vision coverage and a retirement plan and profit sharing and 8 paid holidays and flexible weekday hours, all while driving in our local hometowns. Knife River Ready Mix truck drivers make more money, get more benefits, and see more of their kids' ball games. So if you're a work hard, play hard kind of person who needs a better quality of life, we want you driving for us. Knife River Ready Mix is offering ride-alongs to qualified interested drivers. That's a no-obligation, check-it-out kind of deal. Take the first step and call Knife River Ready Mix at 541-388-0445 or go online to kniferiver.com/jobs. kniferiver.com/jobs.
Hunting for a new place to live in Bend? Want amenities like a modern kitchen, attached garage, washer-dryer? Put Alpine Meadows Townhomes on your list of places to see. Alpine Meadows Townhomes, quiet and affordable. With 1, 2, or 3-bedroom floor plans, you'll find the space you want and call it home. Alpine Meadows Townhomes. See them online, then call for a personal showing. 541-330-0719. Conveniently located on Northeast 6th in Bend.
When you think about family and home, hopefully it brings back some wonderful memories. That's what Mountain Glen Apartments are all about, making new memories for your family. When you call Mountain Glen home, you'll enjoy a modern designer kitchen with plenty of counter space and storage. Choose from 1, 2, or 3-bedroom homes on the corner of Butler Market and Boyd Acres Road. Mountain Glen, where memories are made. Find them online, Mountain Glen Apartments. Then call for a personal showing, 541-383-9313.
You work hard driving the road, earning every dime, and you do not have time for interruptions. If you break down in the Portland area or need great service, call Ultimate Truck Service first at Exit 9 in Ridgefield. They'll keep any diesel truck or diesel pusher road ready. Air conditioning, brakes, you name it. In an emergency, Ultimate Truck Service will come to you within 25 miles or have your tow driver take you. Call or go online. Ultimate Truck Services. They keep you rolling.
Financial Focus Radio Show is online all the time via iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Catch past shows online or by finding us on iTunes.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thank you for joining us. If you have a question or comment for us, give us a call, 877-670-7117, or you can email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. So this is interesting in light of what we just talked about. The surge of the mega cap seven, so the big, you know, big seven in the S&P, was how the S&P 500 caught up to international stocks, IFA, since the current bull market began. But now the Mag 7 momentum seems to have been waning and leaving international stocks as the leaders in this cycle. So I'm looking at a chart from the bear market low in October of 2022. International developed markets are outperforming everything. If you take, you know, so the S&P is just under the international developed, but if you take the Mag 7 out, it dramatically underperforms. So, you know, really the outperformance of international developed markets started in October of 2022. We think that was sort of, Josh and I think that there's a good chance that, that's sort of the beginning of a longer period of outperformance for international developed, which is what we talked about in the last segment. And so if we see continued waning of the Mag 7, especially in light of what happened with the DOJ going after Apple last week, you know, international developed would certainly be something to consider. And the reason we bring it up to people that listen is when we do our free retirement reviews, people come to our office, they don't have any exposure to that market. And it's like the two glaring places where we think we feel very strongly about people should have exposure in their portfolio is small cap stocks, which is way underrepresented in all of your portfolios. Maybe there's one guy in Eugene that we met with that has a huge exposure to small cap, but he's an anomaly. And then international developed market stocks. Those are two parts of the market we see way underrepresented in your portfolios when we do our free retirement views. So I mentioned this last week, but I love this stat, and I'm going to keep bringing this up for people that want to be market timers. So March the 9th, 2009, the market hit a cycle low during the global financial crisis. So that was 15 years ago this March. And that was the worst bear market we had seen, anybody had seen since the Great Depression. Since then, since that bear market low, the S&P is up over 10 times. It generated a 16.7% annualized total return, which is unbelievable for a fair period. But let's say you got the timing absolutely wrong. Let's say you got a windfall and you said in October of 2007, oh man, everything's great. House prices are up. Stock prices are up. I'm going to lump sum this money in the market. And you put it all in the S&P 500 right before the global financial crisis. So at the all-time high, right before that global financial crisis, if you had done that, you are still up 355% or 9.7% annualized. So even if you got the worst timing in my lifetime to invest in stocks and you bought stocks, you still would have achieved essentially a 10% return. Again, it's time in the market, not timing the market. It's just how you are successful. Okay, in this, well, actually, one other thing I wanted to bring up, because this is pretty funny. So it's tax season, right? We have a lot of clients doing their taxes, and we now have a lot of people out there, not just our clients, but people in general, complaining about they're having to pay more in taxes. And one of the reasons a lot of you out there are having to pay more in taxes is because there's finally yield, right? You have bonds in your portfolio and equities in your portfolio that have a yield. And guess what? That's taxable. You have to pay taxes on that. And so, you know, high yield saving, this comes from high yield savers. This is on the IRS's website. There's a headline, high yield savings accounts slam Americans with a larger tax bill. And so people are complaining about that. But these are the same people that were complaining about zero interest rates. So you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about no interest rates on your safe money, and then when you finally do get interest rates that you have to pay taxes on it. You can't have like, oh, I want 5%, but I don't want to have to pay taxes. That just doesn't exist. So hopefully you're not one of those people. All right. So life insurance, one of the things, so there's a lot of different life insurance, types of life insurance, and Josh can go over that. But one of the things that we see in our free retirement reviews is people come in and they have a whole life policy. And I hate whole life policies. I think they're a hellacious waste of money. They're good for the people that sell them and the insurance companies that issue them, not the people that are buying them. But we have people that have whole life insurance policies. They're 60 years old or 70 years old. They're some, you know, retired and own everything, have, you know, multi-million dollar portfolio. And I say, why, you know, and they have a bunch of cash in their life insurance policy. And I say to them, well, what do you need that life insurance for? Like, what's that life insurance that you have for? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, wait, you're still paying, or you still have that cash tied up in this life insurance policy that over time you're going to keep getting older and your insurance is going to keep getting expensive and then it's going to deplete that cash value. Like, what? Originally there was a reason, but what's the reason now? And oftentimes people don't have a reason. So in order to have life insurance, you should have an insurable reason to have life insurance. Like, I have a lot of life insurance, but it's all going to go away and I'm going to be called what's called self-insured. And that's why I'm such a proponent of term life insurance. But if you were out there and you have a bunch of cash value in your life insurance policy, you need to ask yourself, why do I have this policy? Like, what's this doing for me? And there might be a specific reason, but a lot of times Josh and I are seeing it's just not necessary. So Josh, please describe sort of the two general types of life insurance, and then we can talk about sort of the benefits and of the one versus another.
The main distinction is just term life insurance and permanent, and so the big difference is just how long the coverage lasts. Permanent life insurance, a couple different, four different variations, I guess: whole, variable, universal, and variable universal. And then there's term life insurance, of course, which you just pay the same monthly price for the duration of the coverage. And, you know, in full disclosure, like, both Tyler and I and the business have life insurance policies on us too, but they're all term policies. And so you choose your coverage amount, and known as your death benefit, and there's no investment account growing on the side. And that's sort of the main distinction between term and permanent. Is permanent?
Well, the main distinction is one's permanent,
yeah,
and one has a term.
But, the big downside of permanent life insurance is, of course, the cost. If you're my age, you're paying $500 a month plus for a whole life policy with a roughly $500,000 death benefit. That's about the same price that I pay for $1 million in term life insurance for the year. And that's the monthly cost. But
that's static. It's not going to change, where the whole life policy will keep going up.
Yep. And, it's all relative to interest rates, of course, but our argument to you, the buyer ultimately of the insurance, is that instead of paying those premiums, you should invest that money.
The difference.
And, so term life insurance is definitely going to be better to your financial interest over the long run. No one goes out looking for these permanent life insurance policies.
They're sold.
Yeah. If your insurance agent is trying to get them into you or trying to get you to buy one, just run for the hills and go buy a term life insurance policy online.
Yeah, and if you're one of these people that have a whole life policy and have a bunch of cash built up in this thing, you can extract that cash. Now you're going to have to pay ordinary income tax between the amount that you put in and what it's grown to. But, as you get older, the insurance cost keeps going up and it's going to continue to deplete that cash value. And so you can still extract that money, especially if you don't have an insurable interest. Because a lot of you, what happens is you are good savers. You pay off all your debts. You don't have any debts. And you have a couple million dollar, $2 or $3 million investment portfolio. And it's like, what's this life insurance doing here? Like, wouldn't it have been better if you just put that in the S&P 500 over that time? Instead of having $50,000 in cash value, you'd have $300,000. And you get a step up in basis. So anyways, that's our take on life insurance. If you have a question or a comment for us, give us a call. The number here is 877-670-7117. Or you can email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about rebalancing your portfolio, something you probably need to be starting to think about. Stick around.
Sign up for our e-news today. Get the latest thoughts on the market every other week from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, delivered right to your inbox. The short 5 to 6 minute video helps you keep up with the market. You can always watch past videos on YouTube or northwestquadrantwealth.com.
Traffic, the most weather. FM 100.1 is News Talk 1110, KBND, Bend.
It goes by many names. Your place of refuge, your castle, your shelter from the storm. But most of us just call our house home, as in,
I'm hungry. I'm going home.
There's a community in Bend that offers the best of resort living. They are modern apartment homes with highly desirable amenities at Stonebriar. You want a cook's kitchen, spacious baths, and full-size washers and dryers? You'll find that at Stonebriar.
It sounds like the kind of place we'd love to come home to.
Stonebriar apartments are showing now, and the extras are fantastic. Two clubhouses, fitness centers, computer labs with free internet, big screen TVs, sparkling heated pools, billiards, covered parking, and small pets are welcome.
Ah, it sounds wonderful.
Take a tour and see it yourself, located on Highway 20 near 27. Come home to Stonebriar. Call 541-330-5020. That's 330-5020.
You know, a lot of people like this time of year. Everything's greening up.
I'm with you. It feels like it's all new again.
And Wilson's Spring Savings Event is the perfect time to take a little green and renew some of those tired-looking rooms in your home.
Yeah, a little green for a lot of new.
Right now, Wilson's has special prices on Stressless, Flex Steel, Leather Italia, England, and Southern Motion.
We've got great spring savings on luxury handmade heirloom mattresses, plus an impressive selection of handmade Amish furniture.
Out with the old and in with the new. Let's go fresh.
Free delivery and special financing available. See store for details.
The Spring Savings Event. Just a little green will go a long way. Hurry for best selection.
At Wilson's of Redmond,
this is the good stuff.
We've got the furniture and mattress for you.
Bringing in that spring feeling since 1962.
Indian Head Casino is celebrating the madness of March with our $66,000 bracket buster giveaway. Every Friday and Saturday all month long, win your share of $25,000 in cash and prizes.
But wait, there's even more ways to win.
Mondays, it's Hero Day, honoring veterans, first responders, and medical staff. Win cash, bonus slot play, plus incredible hero drawings.
Thank you for your service.
Tuesdays, it's our Nifty 50 rewards with hot seat drawings, plus cash and bonus slot play giveaways.
Very clever.
Wednesdays, elevate your entries with hooping hot seats.
He shoots, he scores.
Thursdays are $300 Throwback Thursday with even more ways to win.
Oh, this is so exciting.
So come in all month for our $66,000 Bustin' Brackets Cash and Prizes Giveaway. Indian Head Casino, where winners play.
Must be 21. Management reserves all rights. See the Players Club for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
The mission is clear. Give honest, transparent analysis and actionable advice every week. Make sure to connect with us on YouTube and get our twice-monthly e-newsletter.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to take one of us up on a free retirement review, we will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life, your asset allocation, your portfolio, your estate plan. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. As long as you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call our office to get one of those meetings scheduled. The number here is 800-743-0988, or you can email us by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. This might be controversial, but I don't care. The statement, follow your passion, I think it's terrible career advice. And I know, because I'm not an ideologue like your generation is, Josh. You're not either, thankfully, or else we wouldn't be partners. To me, this is what I think. What matters more is finding the intersection of your skills and what the market values, right?
Yeah.
If you can do that, then you'll come to enjoy the admiration. That's my take. And what you're good at may just become your new passion, right? So, like, my daughter only likes to do things she's good at. And she says they're her passion, but she went skiing last weekend for the first time in, like, 12 years. And she wasn't very good at it, obviously, because she hadn't skied in 12 years. And so she didn't really like it that much, even though it was a beautifully epic day at Mount Bachelor. That reminds me of this. Like, what I would tell young people if I was the career sage counselor at every university is maybe not just follow your passion. Maybe figure out what you're good at and then the things you're good at. And then there's a good chance that the marketplace will reward greatly one of those skills that you have, and that's what you should do. And then if you're really good at it, being really good at it can be really fulfilling, is the way that I think people, young people should look at it, rather than this ideological, like, I'm going to go, this is what I like to do.
We both obviously love markets, and it makes this job a lot more fun than it otherwise would be.
Right. And so, but yeah, I mean, we just happen to find something that the marketplace rewards that we also like. And so we find it fulfilling. But too many young people, you know, they struggle because they try to follow their passion. Here's the other thing, kids, little secret. Everything you do will eventually become a job. If you are on the PGA Tour and you are Tiger flipping woods, it still becomes a job. Everything will be a job at some point. Well, if you are a river guide and you love it more than anything in the world, at some point it will become a job. Just know that.
I recently read like this characterization of millennials as being the idealists, and then Gen Z, the generation behind me, is like the mercenaries.
Like me?
Well, no, just like that they don't have the same degree of idealism, but they also have absolutely zero loyalty.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's maybe borne out by our hiring experience as far as it relates to, like, you know, you look at these incoming resumes and most of them have had a new job like almost every 6 months, and they will absolutely leave you for 50 cents or a dollar an hour more.
Or
they don't care about putting in their time.
Or me free time.
They feel like they owe you nothing, and they're maybe a bit more cynical than my generation.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, maybe the follow your passion thing should have a bunch of asterisks, and, you know, marry your skill. What you're, because everybody's good at a few different things, right? And so marry those things you're good at with what the marketplace rewards, and I think that you'll find much rewarding over time. Because again, everything eventually becomes a job. Even your passion will become a job. Okay, Mr. Finelli, with stock markets at all-time highs, we thought we should maybe bring up the idea of portfolio rebalancing. So first, I guess, explain to our lovely listening audience, what is portfolio rebalancing, why it's important, and then how we think people should do a couple different ways that we think people should go about doing it.
Portfolio rebalancing is just bringing your portfolio back in line with the original objectives that you had. And your objectives are usually expressed via your asset allocation, meaning like that percentage you own of bonds compared to stocks in most cases. That our portfolios are very simplistic. Other people add different categories, which we think is mostly nonsense.
Well, but even let's say our portfolios are simplistic, that we have 70% stocks, 30% yeah. bonds, but we have different asset classes within the 70%.
Of course, you know,
stock.
But there's been so much about the demise of the 60-40 and that alternative should be 30% of your portfolio, yada, 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 which is awesome for the asset management industry and additional fee accrual. But the idea is like, you know, your percentage of stocks versus fixed income, that changes over time. And because of stocks' tendency to rise, and 8 out of your 10 years, you know, stocks will grow relative to your bond holdings the longer that you let them ride. And so the idea behind portfolio rebalancing is bringing your portfolio objectives back in line. So you're selling your winners and buying back your losers.
But before, so real quick, I want to give an example before you go into the rest of that. A real life example. So I had a client send me an email last week. It said, you know, Tyler, we talked, and it had been quite some time since we had talked. And he's like, I thought we talked about my portfolio being 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And I said, that's exactly what we did talk about. And that's exactly what we did. But then the stock market went on this tear and ripped higher. And he said, because he was like, oh, it looks like I have a lot more stock exposure than we talked about. He's like, I'm not complaining because obviously that's been rewarding, but I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And I said, yeah, we invested 60-40 like we said we were going to, and then the stock market went straight up, and that 60% became 66.5%, and that's why you see a higher allocation, and that's precisely what Josh is talking about, where different parts of your portfolio are going to do better than others, and the original allocation will get out of alignment over time, and that's precisely what portfolio rebalance.
And when you don't rebalance, what happens is your portfolio value obviously tends to grow, which then in turn feeds back into this emotional decision feedback loop. But because you didn't rebalance, you have a bunch more stock than you do a fixed income. And then all of a sudden, the volatility that you experience, and that volatility matters a lot more to you with a higher portfolio value. Stop looking at things in percentage terms and start framing them in terms of the dollar amount that I actually lost. And when you're doing that, you know, I probably should have rebalanced, because I need to bring my volatility down. And the way you do that, you can do it a couple different ways. We're rules-based investors, so you know, we set out that framework and we just follow our rules. But the rules can be based on thresholds, meaning how much the market goes up, or just based on time. Vanguard has put out a bunch of data around this, and they say, you know, for most investors to stay invested, and remember, that's the most important thing, you want to rebalance your portfolio about every 18 months. The reason you're not doing it annually is because if you do it annually, you tend to sell more stock, which thereby decreases your forward returns. But 18 months is a good guidance post for most people out there, because you let your winners ride for longer than you would be annually. Threshold-based rebalancing, and that you can do more on the specific asset allocation level, is just saying, well, if this particular position deviates, say, 5 or 10% from my initial target, I'm going to rebalance and sell it and reallocate it. And we do sort of a combination of both. The last time we actually rebalanced was, I believe, December of 2021, which, you know, was S&P was up 27% in 2021. So what we were doing was selling stock and buying back treasuries, you know, not an expectation of the market selling off to the extent it did in early 2022, but it just meant that our portfolios were going to become more volatile than they should have been. And our goal ultimately is to keep our clients invested.
So it's a great way to have risk management without your emotions being involved, right? Because like Josh said, the last time we rebalanced at the wholesale level was when the market was a month away from the all-time high. It wasn't because we're geniuses. That's far from reality. It's because our rules were genius, and it's our risk management tool to say, okay, stocks have gotten to be way more in our portfolios than they should be, so we're going to rebalance them. It's our risk management tool that are based on our rules, and you can do it yourself. Just make sure you're not doing it based on hunches. Like, make sure you're doing it based on rules that you've set up. Either, like Josh said, the time thing, say, automatically, I'm going to do this every 18 months and set a calendar date and just do it. Your 401k, oftentimes you can set it up to have it automatically happen in there, or on this rules-based threshold where, like, if stocks become too high a percentage, or large cap stocks become too high a percentage over this certain tolerance, you're going to sell it back down. And so it's really easy to do, and it's your way of adding risk management to your life and to your portfolio so that you can stay invested in the market, which is the ultimate goal, right? Like, we want you to stay invested in the market. If your portfolio gets too risky that you panic when markets sell off, then that rebalance would have done you a huge service. Remember, rebalancing sells high and buys low, which is the name of the game in the investment business. All right, if you want to sign up for our e-newsletter, go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Josh and I do a video in the middle and end of every month that we will send out to you, and that's the only thing we will send you. When we come back, we're going to tackle some of your emails, so stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Skyline Homes, one of our favorite questions is, what is your favorite part about your brand new home? Paul?
I think my favorite part is the room we're sitting in right now. It's the kitchen. I can stand here and look at my big screen TV while cooking dinner.
But one of the best things about your brand new Highline home is that you can love the inside as well as the outside.
And then I love my big deck. In the summer, to sit out there, look out across the valley, it's like the one place I want to be at the end of the day. I've built great memories here with my family and my friends.
And we think that's what your new Highline home should be all about, building your happy place, complete with all the countertop, floors, and cabinet upgrades available to you. And if you've never built before, don't worry. The friendly and helpful Highline Home staff is with you every step of the way, just like they were for Paul.
Like I said, it was a great process. I enjoyed all the people I work with.
Find floor plans, virtual tours, and everything you need to know to get started at HighlineHomes.com. Oregon, CCB 181069.
Highline Homes. On your lot, on time, built right.
Hiya, this is Christy from the Cosmic Depot. It is that time of year when I unpack all of the incredible goodies I just went and traded for. I got us hunks of tourmaline and rose quartz equal measure. I found yummy, yummy AAA moonstone rings and pendants and earrings to match that made me sing out loud as I picked the ones coming home to us. You see, after 30 years of running the Cosmic Depot, working towards finding something sacred for you and those you love, this isn't just a job, it's my life's work. It is my pride and joy to provide the most wonderful, shiny, lovely, thoughtful gifts I can lay my hands on for you. To say I care is an understatement. I live for this. The draping of Cosmic Depot in glitter and glory and beauty that I found for us, and what an honor and a pleasure it is, Central Oregon. Join us 7 days a week from 10 to 6 at 342 Northeast Clay in Bend at the Cosmic Depot and see what's in store today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
If you're a hair professional and ready to advance your career, Supercuts is now offering hourly or commission for qualified licensed hair professionals to work full or part-time. Supercuts has opportunities in both Bend and Redmond with fantastic available benefits. Supercuts offers paid time off, sick leave, medical, dental, and student loan paybacks. And now, Supercuts has hourly or commission pay options. Make the switch and move your career forward. Take the next step to Supercuts and apply today at supercuts.com.
Get your free retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant investment advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Call us today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Financial Focus Radio. So a lot of you out there have kids and grandkids that I think it would be a good idea, or it doesn't matter what I think, of course, but that you help them with some financial literacy. Being financially literate can have a huge impact on somebody's life, understanding sort of the basic principles of finance. I'm not talking about, you know, Wharton. I'm talking about basic principles of finance can have a huge impact on your whole life financially. And so there is a book written by a guy named John Lim, who is a medical doctor, an MD. Lim is spelled L-I-M. And he wrote, How to Raise Your Child's Financial IQ, The Most Important Things. So I bring this up because it's 64 pages long. It's a very easy read. Everybody can understand it. But if you're a parent or grandparent, you can go on Amazon and buy it. Or Josh, Mr. Finelli over here, has a PDF of it on his. He has a PDF of it that, if you want, we can email you a copy for you to be able to print off and give to your kids or grandkids. We just think it's great. It's 64 pages. It's easy to digest, but it helps them sort of understand the basics of finance. Most schools do not teach it. Some in high school where one of my kids goes and one of my kids went, they do actually have a class. So I'm thankful for that, but, it can make a huge impact. So again, How to Raise Your Child's Financial IQ, The Most Important Things by John Lim, L-I-M. So the S&P 500 today stands at 5,200, a little over 5,200, 5,234 to be exact. It's up 7.5% on a year-to-date basis. It's at 5,234 right now, which is 7.5% above the year-end price targets from Wall Street strategists. So Wall Street strategists at the end of last year thought the market was going to end the year 7.5% lower. And I guess it still could be. It could, right? Like that's that. But yeah. My point in bringing it up is Wall Street strategists are very, very, very bad at predicting where the stock market is going to be a year from now. They're as bad as we are. They're as bad as my Labradoodle. They're as bad as a hamster on a wheel. Ignore the information.
The full spread, and we will dutifully report it here in 9 months.
What I just don't understand is, like, Jamie Dimon, who runs J.P. Morgan. Sorry, this fly's flying. J.P. Morgan is a smart guy, and J.P. Morgan publishes what they think the market's going to do. So he knows, Jamie Dimon knows, that he is paying some team millions of dollars to spend all their time coming up with this information that then they publish that he knows is bunk. And so it's like, why waste the energy and the time and the resources and the money, more importantly, on something that doesn't matter? And it's almost never right. Like, what do you do with that information when you have it? Wipe your butt with it, I guess.
Occasionally, you're right.
I guess you should print it on your toilet paper.
And you get to go on Bloomberg and CNBC.
To go to the U.S. Open, and the camera pans to you and says, oh, there's the guy that got the S&P year-end target right.
Remember Mike Wilson back in 2022, and they paraded him out like every 2 weeks, and then he ended up the Morgan Stanley strategist, and then he ended up being like spectacularly wrong. And
nobody remembers Mike Wilson. That's the point.
Now we don't see him anymore.
All right, we got an email from Jill. Jill says, hey guys, my mother, who's approaching 100, nice, and in good health, has a significant mutual fund holding. It is mostly made up of capital gains. She does not need this fund for her daily living expenses. The question she has, are the taxes on the disposition the same before or after she dies? I'm thinking of things like capital gains tax exemption, never used, as well as an inheritance tax. So Jill, I don't know what you're talking about by capital gains tax exemption. That's not a thing. Maybe if you're thinking about like on a house. So like if you own a house, an individual has a $250,000 exemption on a capital gain for their primary residence when they sell it, or a $500,000 joint, you know, married filing jointly. That's a capital gain exemption on a house, but there's no capital gain exemptions on stock sales. And so the difference in tax treatment, Jill, for your mother, if she sells it now, she will pay capital gains tax on the amount of gain, and that could affect her Medicare and her Social Security and all these other things. Versus if she dies and has this money, the beneficiaries, I presume one of those beneficiaries, Jill, is you, gets a stepped up in cost basis. So let's say, Jill, your mother bought something, this mutual fund, for $100,000, and now it's $2 million. So she has a gain of $1.9 million, capital gain of $1.9 million. If she sells that, she's going to have to pay capital gains, you know, if she lives in the state of Oregon, something like 24% of that $1.9 million is going to go away in the form of capital gains tax. But if she dies and you and your siblings, let's assume, inherited that money, you will inherit it. You can sell it immediately and there'll be no tax liability on that gain because you get a stepped up cost basis. And Jill, what you might be thinking of rather than a capital gains tax exemption is the step up in cost basis that people get when they die. And so hopefully that helps. If your mother doesn't need the money and wants to sort of give the biggest gift that she can, she should leave it till she dies. If she does need some of the money, she could just change the dividend option and capital gain option to pay to cash, and she could use that money in the meantime and preserve, because she's already paying taxes on that, but preserve the step up in basis for the beneficiaries. All right, we got an email from Stan and Ben. You can answer this one, Mr. Finelli. Stan says, I have multiple accounts I can access in retirement, Roth, traditional IRA, and a brokerage account. What's the best tax strategy for taking withdrawals from each of my retirement accounts?
Well, it's hard to give you really specific answer without knowing some more details around your situation. But like,
just generally.
Yeah, I mean, the general hierarchy, of course, is postpone taking distributions from your pre-tax retirement accounts to required minimum distribution age, if you can. And it's all relative to the size of each account compared to each other. But you want to use that taxable brokerage account first. Then of course your required minimum distributions kick in at age 73. Use that to supplement the money you're already taking. And then ideally, that hierarchy with your Roths, that's going to be something that hopefully you give to your kids. We don't have a lot of clients that end up using their Roths. They tend to go on in perpetuity, basically 100% invested in stocks, and people will touch them if they need some huge one-time distribution or whatever else that needs to be more tax efficient, but that's the way to approach it.
Yeah, I mean, so the taxable account, Stan, is that you're going to just pay capital gains on the gains and at a much lower rate, and so you can really control your tax liability when you take distributions out of there. And like Josh said, it's at some point in 73 you're going to have to take money out of your traditional IRA. So if you can, maybe wait till then, and then your tax liability will go up. But you can sort of take what you have to take and then supplement it with your taxable investment account. So hopefully that helps you. But like Josh said, it's up to your individual circumstance. All right, that's our show this week. Remember, buy low, sell high. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to Partners of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management on the radio show Financial Focus. Remember, you can email or call with your questions anytime during the week. Visit northwestquadrantwealth.com for more information. See you next week on Financial Focus. Any opinions expressed herein are given in good faith and are subject to change without notice and are only correct at the stated date of issue. Past performance is not always indicative of future results. This material is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or other financial instrument. Securities, financial instruments, or strategies mentioned may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, or income from an investment mentioned in this report may fall against the interest of the investor, and the investor may get back less than the amount invested. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as a recommendation of particular securities, financial instruments, or strategies to you. Before acting on any recommendation on this material, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances, and if necessary, seek professional advice.